The Christian Complete Armor by William Grinnell, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, chapter 19. The second thing that may hinder the welcome and acceptation of a saint's prayer. Though the subject matter of the saint's prayer be found on the word, yet if the end he aims at be not leveled right, this is a second door at which his prayer will be stopped, though it pass the former. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. Take, I confess, a Christian in his right temper, and he aims at the glory of God, yet, as a needle that is touched with a lodestone, may be removed from its point to which nature has espoused it, though trembling till it again recovers it, so a gracious seal may, in a particular act and request, vary from this end, being jogged by Satan, yea, disturbed by an enemy nearer home, his own unmortified corruption. Do you think it possible for a saint in distress of body and spirit to pray for health in the one and comfort in the other with too selfish a respect to his own cause and quiet? Yes, surely, and to pray for gifts and assistance in some eminent service with an eye to his own credit and applause, to pray for a child with too inordinate a desire that the honor of his house may be built up in him. And this may be understood as the sense, in part, of that expression, Psalms chapter 66, verse 18, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. For though to desire our own health, peace, and reputation be not in iniquity, when contained within the limits that God has set, yet when they overflow to such a height as to overtop the glory of God, yea, to stand but in a level with it, they are a great abomination. That which in the first or second degree is wholesome food would be ranked poison in the fourth or fifth. Therefore, Christian, categorize thyself before thou prayest. O my soul, what sends thee on this errand? Know but thy own mind what thou prayest for, and thou mayest soon know God's mind, how thou shalt speed. Secure God his glory, and thou mayest carry away the mercy with thee." Had Adonijah asked Abishad out of love to her person, and not rather out of love to the crown, it is likely Solomon would not have denied the bands between them. But this wise prince observed his drift to make her but a step to his getting into the throne, which he ambitiously thirsted for, and therefore his request was denied with so much disdain. Look that when thy petition is loyal, there be not treason in thy end and aim. If there be, he will find it out. When shall I know that I aim at God or self in prayer? This will commonly appear at the posture of your heart, when God delays or denies the thing we pray for. A soul that can acquiesce and patiently bear a delay or denial, I speak now of such mercies as are of an inferior nature, not necessary to salvation, and so not absolutely promised, gives a hopeful testimony that the glory of God weighs more in his thoughts than his own private interests. A selfish heart is both peremptory and hasty. It must have the thing it cries for, and that quickly, or else it falls down in a swoon or breaks out into a murmuring complaints, not sparing to fall foul on the promises and attributes of God himself. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Isaiah 58, verse 3. Now from whence can't come both these, but from an overvaluing of ourselves, which makes our desires clash with God's glory, that may be more advantaged by these delays and denials than if we had the thing we so earnestly desire? God was more glorified in denying Christ himself his life than if he had let that bitter cup pass without his tasting of it, which Christ, understanding fully, resigned himself thereunto, saying, "Father, glorify thyself, not my will, but thy will be done." As if he had said, "I would not save my life to lose thee the least of thy glory." Indeed, this is the copy we should all write after. Our distempered hearts are so hasty as not to be content with what it hath pleased God to provide for us. the gratification of our vain desires would be no proof of his love towards us, for thereby he would but nourish our distemper, which is better cured by starving than by feeding it. End of chapter 19.